Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an order for a scam, please. But then if I could have another scam to cover up that scam, that'd be great.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I'm John, here as always with Jamie. Man, how's life treating you?
Things are good. Rocking and rolling. It's a Friday we're recording on. It's almost fall. Jamie's happy.
Dude, I love this time of year. But you know what I also really enjoy, which is a little creepy, is a good story, particularly about crime.
Maybe in 10 minutes or less.
Precisely. Why don't you get the ball rolling?
Today, we're going to go to Raleigh County, West Virginia, and talk about a healthcare worker named Julie Wheeler. In early 2020, Julie came under fire while caring for a spina bifida patient. It was alleged that she had been billing hours that she had not worked, so essentially committing medical care fraud and getting paid for treatment she wasn't giving. In addition to paying back the money, there was potential here for Julie to be facing some serious jail time for this offense.
Yeah, she was potentially facing years in prison, and she and her family could not handle the thought of that. They were all completely devastated. On May 31st of 2020, her husband, Rodney, placed a call to 911 saying that his wife had fallen off the Grandview Overlook in New River Gorge, West Virginia, while they were there on a family hike. So a search commenced immediately, and Rodney took to social media the next day to solicit more help in finding his wife, hoping that she had somehow survived this fall. His post on social media read, "The incident at Grandview yesterday involved my wife. They have not found her yet, but I'm holding out hope that she will be found and she is okay. I am heartbroken and lost right now, but I hope you all have faith. Please give us time to work through this, and please keep us in your thoughts and prayers," end quote. So, yeah, lots of stuff happening right now.
It is. And, you know, you think she's facing this jail time. Could this have potentially been a suicide? Could this have been a homicide? Like, what? Did she actually just accidentally fall? So they're searching. They're investigating the scene. And after a two-day extensive search of the area, John, they found Julie Wheeler. And to the surprise of many, she was okay. In fact, she was very safe and healthy.
Did she look like she had suffered a fall?
West Virginia State Police located Julie in the bedroom closet of her home. The entire story of her falling from the cliff was false. Julie and Rodney were immediately taken into custody.
Fearing spending time in prison, Julie came up with a plan to avoid paying for the fraudulent crimes. And those did not involve just saying, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, yeah.
She and Rodney were charged with felony counts of obstruction of justice and conspiracy. They both confessed to everything once they were taken into custody.
In January of 2021, Rodney pled guilty to conspiracy to obstruct justice. As part of his plea bargain, he served 2 months in prison, 6 months on home arrest, and then had 3 years of supervised release where he was closely monitored. In February of that year, Julie was sentenced to 42 months in prison for her medical care fraud charges and 12 months and 1 day for faking her death. She was also ordered to pay back $289,055.07 in restitution for her overbilling scheme.
Dude, all right, this is going to sound really insensitive, but like, she's a doctor. This plan was terrible. Like, what it, I know she was faking her own death, but like, you don't just fall off a cliff and disappear unless that cliff leads into a black hole. Like,
yeah,
like you would find her body directly underneath the cliff she had fallen from.
Absolutely. I don't think she was like a medical doctor. I think she was more of like a hospice nurse or something of that nature. Like she did work in medical care. She had intelligence about her to think that she could go to this public park and disappear is insane. It's, and then, like, even if you're trying to do that, how about you leave the state? How about you leave your house, right?
Yeah, it's, I've heard some crazy stuff in my life, and we've covered, like, I don't know if you remember, dude, but in my hometown, I had a friend's father fake his own death.
Yeah.
And that involved burning another man's body. And he did it better than this woman. Like,
yeah.
Don't hide in your own house. That's like the worst game of hide and seek ever.
She's the worst hide and seek player of all time.
Also, I think we just found a name for this episode. This,
it is absolutely going to be hide and seek. And she was ordered to pay back almost $300,000. In my mind, if she's committing this fraud, she's overbilling the hours. We're talking like $5,000-$10,000. This is over $250,000 that she's stolen. She should absolutely go to prison. Is it that easy to commit this kind of fraud?
I mean, I know how billable hours work. You just bill the system but you have to keep good records to prove that you did what you're saying you did. And, I mean, I would imagine that it would be fairly easy, but I don't know.
It might be fairly easy to take a little off the top. If it was a couple grand, maybe they don't notice.
Yeah,
they're going to notice.
I feel like if you're billing $300,000 worth, then there's going to be a lot of time you have to account for that she's not able to.
And what about this sentence? She's serving about 4.5 years in prison for stealing nearly $300,000 and faking her death, which led to all first responders spending 2 whole days looking for her, which had to cost a ton of money.
Yeah, I think she should be ordered to pay restitution to that, too. I mean, most people who end up paying restitution give like $25 a month and for the rest of their lives.
Never get close to paying it off.
You know? I mean, this might be awful, but yeah, I mean, I'm okay with the sentence. I mean, because even when she gets out of jail, guess what she's not going to be able to do? Like,
get a job?
Yeah. She's ruined her life, and yeah, I think the sentence is okay.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I can't argue with that. Of course, looking at the dollar amount makes me think, like, if I robbed a bank for $300,000, I think it might be a little more.
Yeah, I mean, that would probably be armed robbery.
I'm smart enough to rob it. No, I'm just kidding. No, I excellent point, well made, and excellent story here we're able to bring on True Crime To Go, a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.